Yeah.
Now, if people had a cut on their finger and they painted it with that brown looking
iodine,
and what about to keep from having chills, to get rid of chills, they have to take
aspirin?
Now, in the old days, have you ever heard them talk about, quinine? Now, if a person, if a man got shot and he didn't recover, you'd say he
bled to death?
And if a person was, if they had a heart attack and it was fatal, you'd say that they
died.
Now, another way of saying, instead of saying died, they might say they, talking about somebody that died, instead of saying last night he died, they might say last night he
fell dead.
Or would they use some? Oh, how about?
Mama?
Yeah. Okay.
Passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if they were kind of trying to be funny? Like somebody might say, "Well, I'm glad that old skin flint finally
died."
And or have you ever heard them say, "Kick the bucket." Now, if you did not know the cause of a person's death, you'd say, "Well, I don't know what he
died of."
The place where people are buried is called the
cemetery
and the
graveyard.
Either one. That'd be
cemetery is now, is but now, graveyard used to be.
Oh, you're so good at that. Now, the ceremony that they have when a person dies would be the
funeral.
Now, if somebody in the family had died and the people were all dressed in black, you'd say they were in
mourning.
And like if you met somebody and you were feeling all right, but you had a few aches and pains, and they said, "Well, how are you?" You'd say, "Well,
don't feel too well. Call it puny."
If somebody was troubled about something, you might say, "Well, it'll come out all right. Just
don't worry."
Now, the disease that people get in their joints, especially old people, is called
arthritis or rheumatism. Makes the difference.
I don't know the difference, so whatever. I guess they get both of them. So, this is kind of an old disease that you don't hear much anymore. They give shots for it now. The kids all have to take shots, and it used to be though that they get like blisters inside.
Strap throat.
Well, even I guess it was even before that, where they would get their throats would close up. They get blisters.
Scarlet fever. Is that it?
Well, I don't know about scarlet fever. I was thinking of
diphtheria. Yeah.
Of course, they don't have that. Now, this is something else, that disease that would make their skin turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
And now, if you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if a person, they ate something that didn't agree with them, they couldn't keep their food down, they'd say they had to
vomit or throw up.
Yeah.
Gurgitate,
yeah. That's what's so good about you just give all those words. Now, if a person, if they had to throw up or whatever, and they were saying, wanted you to know where it was they were sick, they'd say they were sick.
Their stomach.
Now, if a couple was, if a boy was seeing a girl a whole lot, before they got married, and people thought they were pretty serious, they might say that couple was
engaged.
And if they were not quite engaged, I guess if it was they
going steady.
Now, in this case, if they were going steady, they would call him her
boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And they'd call her his
sweetheart.
Now, if you had a brother and he came home with lipstick on his collar, you might say, "Now you've been
smooching."
Now, if a boy had asked this girl to marry him, and she had agreed to marry him, but instead.